Budai was about 30 minutes north and slightly west of Des Moines. These fertile farm fields also yielded some other industries that built a strong town and one opportunity that went to a town next door. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Boone, Iowa was incorporated in 1849. Two types of work quickly rose to the top of what this city was known for.
In the early part of Boone's development, the foremost industries in Boone were mining and railroading.
Mara McKay shares the story of Boone and its beginnings. Interestingly, those industries were so strong, they passed on another opportunity that went to a nearby town.
Ames actually grew out of Boone because Boone decided they didn't want the Iowa State University facility here, and they wanted rather to focus on the agriculture, railroading, mining, and those types of things. And isn't it interesting how times will change and turn economically? If they would have known what that would turn into, they probably wouldn't have made that decision.
So today's Iowa State University ended up in Ames. Another important industry here in Boone was derived right from the land.
It had all of the rich river beds that they were drawing clay from. So the Boone Brick and Tile Company would develop pottery and bricks and different tile pieces.
And still more jobs were to be found in Boone below the ground.
Those gentlemen were working down in those mines, spending day and night in some cases to extract the coal from these areas, which I found to be quite interesting because when I think of Iowa, I don't always think of coal mining.
Today, the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad takes passengers over the rails, and this town also boasts the first Fairway grocery store, established in 1938. And that brand continues to have a significant presence in this town and the region. Traveling the countryside, in Boone, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.